Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
For healing, positivity, and recovery. Stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Dreams, they get us up when all we want to do is give up. Dreams, they help us rise when all we want to do is fall. I know many of you know what I'm talking about. I know many of you have had goals and dreams that do exactly the same thing for you. But maybe in this difficult time that we're living in now with COVID-19 and the pandemic, some of you have forgotten. Today, I'm hoping that the story I share will help you remember those dreams and goals, or maybe even start thinking about goals and dreams that you never had before. I want you to close your eyes now, and I'm going to take you back to a time in my life when I was only a child. And when I'm doing that, I want you to start trying to think as well of a dream that you had at a very young age. A dream that maybe you forgot or perhaps put aside for another time. I was about 8 years old and I was sitting in the living room on the floor, coloring and drawing. My father was sitting in his red recliner. He was wearing his pajamas. I remember the color. They were light blue with pinstripes of white going through them. My grandmother was sitting next to him with a tray of food. For whatever reason on this day, I couldn't help but stare at his hands shaking uncontrollably. You see, my father had been diagnosed with progressive multiple sclerosis. And at this point in his life, he had lost many of his abilities, including the ability to walk and write and to speak coherently. I was completely overwhelmed that day with the thought of what would happen to him and what was going to happen to him. That one day I would lose him. And yes, I eventually did at a very young age. He was 36 years old. This day I was filled full of fear. I didn't quite understand what was happening to him. For whatever reason, he caught me in the corner of his eye, staring at him. At that very moment, our eyes made contact, and he said a joke. And to be honest, to this day, I don't really remember what the joke was. But I do remember one thing. He laughed and I laughed. And we filled the room that day with laughter. And my grandmother laughed as well. You see, on that day when he saw me in a point of fear and dread, he gave me hope. He gave me hope within his disability, hope within his pain, hope in what must have been some very dark days for him, sitting alone often, dealing with the pain. But you see, that day he left his daughter a legacy, a legacy that had nothing to do with money, a legacy that has carried me through most of the events in my life, both positive and negative. He gave his daughter the legacy of hope, and with that hope, I found my dreams. And I think if he had not done that, I probably would have given up on many. But it's the memory of him, the fact that he lost his life so early, that pushed me forward even when I wanted to give up. It pushed me through my own diagnosis of cancer. It kept me going. It kept me believing that this was only for a short time and it too would pass. I remembered his laughter during the time, and I remembered this story. And I'm hoping that if anyone out there is struggling, that the message of his story, the message of hope and kindness and laughter within his disability, will give someone else a reason to smile and to be kind to others as well. Right now, I want you to do something for me. I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to go get a piece of paper and a pen. On that piece of paper, at the very top, I want you to write the two lines. Dreams are what get you up when you want to give up, and dreams help you rise when all you want to do is fall. Under this, I want you to write a dream or goal that you have. It can be one that you just had, you're listening to this, or it could be one that you've had before, you've given up on. Especially now, if you feel that during this time, your dreams are not possible, it's even more important that you write a dream down on that paper. After you've written it down, just below it, I want you to do the following. I want you to do some research when you finish listening to this show. I want you to research how you can access that dream during this time of lockdowns and restrictions and curfews around the world. I want you to research, I want you to Google it, I want you to get a book on it, I want you to try to find something that will help you learn about this dream and how you could make it possible. For example, if you want to learn how to sew and make dresses, your first step should be to research that. Where online could you take a course like that? If you want to learn the basics, then get a book, start reading on how you can do that. These are just small suggestions, and what these small suggestions do is keep you moving forward in your dreams rather than feeling stuck in what is COVID. Each step you take towards your dream will fill you with a little bit more hope. Because you see, I believe that hope is life. And in that, I mean that hope gives you the desire to follow through on your dreams. After you've done that, I want you to place it somewhere that you can see it so that you do not forget about it. Right now, I also want you to do something else. I want you to stand up. And I know many out there are listening who are also in the same situation as my father. And I want you to know that he was able to find hope, and maybe you can too. When you stand up or sit up straight, either one, I want you to dust yourself off mentally. I want you to throw off your fears and your doubts. I want you to picture an image in your mind where you're literally throwing them away. I want you to think about your dream, how beautiful dreams are, how much they give us, how much they create a life. Dreams create things, and anything, I believe, is possible if we have the determination and the conviction and that fire spirit. I remember a poem, Invictus. Those last two lines, if you know it as well, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. What I want you to do today, rather than being stuck, I want you to become the master of your soul. The master of your fate, the captain of your soul. And I want you to believe that that dream that you wrote down on a piece of paper is still something that you can work towards. You see, when I had cancer, I didn't stop. I wrote books. I wrote poems. And those things are the things that helped me feel as if my dreams were not disappearing. I believe I wrote more then than I'd ever written before, because there was a desperation in my heart to hold on to life. And I knew that dreams are what keep us alive. I'm hoping that someone out there takes the message today and uses it in their own life to keep pushing forward. My name is Melinda Cochran, and I am my father's daughter.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.